welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in San Diego. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Wednesday, February 12th. You'll be interested to know, 30 years ago, today in 1994, thieves infiltrated the National Gallery in Oslo, stealing The Scream, a renowned masterpiece by Norwegian artist Edvard Munch. This incident highlighted vulnerabilities in museum security, and the artwork was later recovered, reinforcing its significance in the art world and Munch's legacy as a pivotal figure in Expressionism. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Expect waist-high sets in the morning on Wednesday with semi-glassy conditions, shifting to waist-high sets in the afternoon. Thursday features waist-high sets with semi-choppy conditions. On Friday, expect stomach-high sets in the morning, building to double overhead in the afternoon with bumpy conditions. Wednesday at Tourmaline and South San Diego, it's looking choppy at 3 to 5 feet all day. There might be a fair patch from 8 to 11, but we're likely dealing with wind and rain. Best time to ride is at 8 a.m. with a 5.5-foot high tide, when the west swell is 5 feet at 8 seconds and the onshore wind is 6 miles per hour. The first high tide Wednesday will be 6 foot just after 8:30 a.m. with a minus 1-foot low tide at 3:30. The nearshore buoy at Scripps in La Jolla reads 57 degrees for the water temperature. This morning, there's a chance it's lightly raining and probably feels like 46 degrees with 8 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 5:31 and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:33. It looks like we're in for a rainy Wednesday with mostly cloudy skies and a high near 58. Along with a moderate southwest wind. Tonight, expect continued cloudy conditions and more rain, with a low around 52 and light winds. Looking ahead in the weather, expect cloudy skies and rain on Thursday, with highs around 61 and a low of 54 at night. Friday continues with rain, highs near 62 and a low around 49. Saturday brings partly sunny skies with a high near 62 and a low around 47. Sunday remains partly sunny with a high near 65 and a low around 49. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, the Encinitas Traffic Commission has recommended changes to the unique five-way intersection of El Portal Street and La Mesa Avenue. The commission, led by Chair June Hansberger, acknowledged that while locals understand the need to approach slowly, visitors may not. A recent incident prompted discussions on the intersection's safety, leading to a proposal to add 3 stop signs on El Portal while keeping La Mesa uncontrolled. City traffic engineer Aid Bandigan noted community feedback on prior complex proposals was largely negative. A community meeting will gather further resident input before presenting the plan to the City Council for a vote. Now on to sports. The New York Jets may be moving on from quarterback Aaron Rodgers, but they did present him with a potential plan for a return in 2025. This plan includes restrictions on outside media engagements during the season, specifically prohibiting appearances on The Pat McAfee Show. Additionally, Rodgers would need to attend all mandatory off-season workouts, following his absence from two practices last year due to a vacation in Egypt. Team leadership emphasized a higher level of accountability for all players. The Jets are now expected to trade or release the 41-year-old quarterback, who has one season remaining on his contract. In local sports, tonight, the Lakers, sitting at 32-19, take on the struggling Utah Jazz, who are 12-40 at the Delta Center. LeBron James leads the Lakers with 24.4 points per game. Despite injuries, the Lakers are favored by 7.5 points. In top news, Thomson Reuters has won an early court battle regarding artificial intelligence, copyright, and fair use. United States District Court of Delaware, Judge Stefanos Vibas, issued a partial summary judgment in favor of Thomson Reuters in its lawsuit against Ross Intelligence, a legal-focused artificial intelligence startup. This case, one of the first addressing the legality of AI tools, rejected Ross's defenses against copyright infringement. The judge stated, none of Ross's possible defenses holds water. Ultimately, the ruling emphasized that Ross's use of Thomson Reuters content directly affected the market as it built a competing legal research tool. In business news, Australia's government is ready to take ownership of the country's third-largest airline, Regional Express, if no buyer is found. Known as Rex, the airline entered voluntary administration in July, struggling in a market dominated by Qantas. Rex primarily serves remote destinations for fly-in, fly-out workers. The government previously provided up to $80 million Australian dollars in financing to support Rex. Transport Minister Catherine King emphasized the government's role in ensuring access to opportunities for regional communities. While the government will not bid for Rex, it will intervene if the administrator cannot find a buyer. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is down 3% to about $95,000. Ethereum is down 5% to just under $2,600. And Goatsy's Maximus is down 11% to 11 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. World Liberty Financial, a new cryptocurrency platform linked to President Donald Trump, has launched a strategic token reserve aimed at enhancing Bitcoin, Ethereum, and other cryptocurrencies that are at the forefront of reshaping global finance. The company revealed that this reserve will help manage market volatility, foster investment in decentralized finance, and create a well-capitalized reserve. Trump and his affiliates hold a 60% stake in World Liberty Financial, which has already reported token sales of $500 million. Donald Trump Jr. recently highlighted the need for a regulatory framework to support the flourishing of cryptocurrency. And in entertainment news, the premiere of Paradise has made a stunning impact, attracting over 7 million views globally within its first 9 days across Hulu and Disney+. This drama, led by Sterling K. Brown and created by Dan Fogelman, debuted as a surprise release on January 26. The premiere episode, titled Wildcat Is Down, runs just over 48 minutes. In comparison, The Bear Season 3 drew 5.4 million views in its first 4 days. Paradise continues to hold a spot in Hulu's top 15 list and has also garnered significant attention on TikTok, surpassing all first-season scripted Hulu shows in views and shares. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American general and military leader, George S. Patton. And he said, "A good plan, violently executed now, is better than a perfect plan, executed next week." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in San Diego.